Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. A little on the cold side today. Be sure to bundle up before you head out of doors. Also, you might want to check on your pets to be sure if they're outdoors, they have a source of water that is not frozen. We are looking for at least some sunshine today before we get some wet and maybe wintry weather over the weekend. We'll have the forecast for you right after the news. South Carolina authorities say somebody threw a concrete block off of an overpass early Thursday morning. It hit a tractor trailer on Interstate 26. The Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. It happened near Fair Forest Road. The driver of the truck was treated for minor cuts to his face. Authorities now have a suspect in custody in the shooting in Mills River that happened Wednesday night. Authorities say they responded to a 911 call about 5:30 on Wednesday night and found one man shot in the leg. The suspect had fled but was found later about a half mile from the site of the shooting. 32-year-old Jose David Campuchano Martinez, an illegal immigrant, is charged with assault with a deadly weapon. He's being held under a $1,000 secured bond. The Transylvania County Board of Commissioners will have their regular meeting Monday night. That meeting will be at 7 o'clock in the large courtroom at the courthouse. On the agenda is a public hearing for qualified school construction bonds. The Board of Education wants the money to improve the technology building at Rosman High and for a few other smaller projects. There also will be lots of resolutions on the commissioners' agenda for Monday, including a resolution to recognize the Rosman High School volleyball team for their recent trip to the state finals. They'll also recognize members of the business community for their specialties. Mayor Jimmy Harris will be recognized as Retailer of the Year, John Taylor as Entrepreneur of the Year, and Blue Ridge Bakery as the Chairman's Choice Award winner. Brevard College teacher licensure candidate Jessica Danielle Sharp of Brevard was recently awarded a Clariant Corporation Prospective Teacher Scholarship. Sharp, who is a candidate for teacher licensure in high school science, was one of only two students in the state of North Carolina to get a $2,000 scholarship for the 2009-2010 academic year. She was chosen for her good academic record, personal essay, and real-world approach to teaching. Clariant has partnered with the Independent College Fund of North Carolina to provide critical scholarship support to students who go to North Carolina's independent colleges and universities for 26 years. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.